Tension is rising between Russia and the small former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Russia accuses Georgia of failing to rein in Chechen rebels who have taken refuge in Georgia. Today, Russia sent its prosecutor general to Georgia to demand that the Georgians hand over a group of Chechens they have in custody. And both countries have stepped up troop deployments along their frontier. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
For months, the Russian government has been asking Georgia to conduct a joint military operation to root out the rebels in the Pankisi Gorge. Georgia has resisted, fearing Russian troops may stay indefinitely. Lately, some Russian officials have begun to talk about possible unilateral military action. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded the handover of a group of Chechen fighters detained by Georgia in recent days.
We'll decide how serious Georgia is about fighting international terrorism, depending on how fast they hand over these criminals to us.
Georgia acknowledges Chechen fighters do slip back and forth over the mountainous frontier with Russia. But Georgia points out the Chechen fighters in the Pankisi Gorge originally came from Russia itself. Georgian Foreign Minister Irakli Minagarishvili. Georgian officials also accuse Russia of driving the Chechens onto its territory as a pretext for military intervention in Georgia. And while Russia accuses Georgia of aiding the Chechens, the Georgians say Russia supports separatist movements inside Georgia. Anatole Levin of the Carnegie Endowment in Washington.
You now have a really complicated and deep set of mutual hostilities. Also, of course, the Russians deeply resent the fact that Georgia has so openly and explicitly tried to break away from Russia's sphere of influence and turn itself into a kind of bastion of American influence in the region.
American troops are now in Georgia to train its army to deal with the rebels in Pankisi. U.S. officials suspect al-Qaeda ties among some rebels and see the $64 million program as a front in the war on terror. But Levin says the program may not work. Georgia's armed forces are a mess. Washington has become impatient with rampant corruption in Georgia. And Levin says the U.S. may be pressed to take more account of Russia's concerns, especially with building talk of a possible war against Iraq.
It very much depends on just how important Washington thinks its relations with Russia are. Obviously, the more Washington needs Russia, the less sympathetic it will be to Georgia.
But so far, U.S. support for Georgia remains strong. Last week, the State Department reaffirmed its commitment to Georgia's sovereignty, apparently in response to concerns about possible unilateral Russian military action. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.